The stock market enters a new pandemic quarter with a sense of cockiness, some say hubris. I'm David Brancaccio. First, about 4% fewer people signed up for unemployment benefits over the last week. Still, that number, 837,000, remains stubbornly high, with about half the jobs lost in the early months of pandemic still not made back. We also have news this morning on our spending. Thursdays, we get a briefing from Diane Swonk, the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton, one of the great teachers on this subject. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was looking at the new consumer spending figures. It covers August. It looks a little wan.
Yeah, we saw them come in at a 0.7% pace. That's a slowdown from 1.1% and almost 6% in June, a July slowdown to 1.1%. We're really losing momentum there, and that's after adjusting for inflation. What's really interesting in the consumer spending data is we did see a nice pickup in spending on services, people finally returning to hospitals, catching up on all those elective surgeries they had deferred during lockdowns, and also spending on some travel, picking up. What we didn't see and what was really devastating was we saw a drop in spending in food stores in August from July, and that was really closely tied to the lapse in that $600 a week supplement to unemployment insurance. Much of that was going to the very basics of food and shelter, and we know that food insecurity has already gone to a record high, and that's going to compound unless we get some additional aid to people on unemployment.
And jobs to people, the big September jobs report, the last one we'll get before the presidential election comes out tomorrow. What's your view?
Well, we're looking for jobs to increase by about 750,000 in the private sector, and that's a pretty big slowdown from what we saw in the month of August. What's important about that, these big numbers, we still want to see these big numbers. There's some seasonal quirks in the data, and one of the most notable one is for leisure and hospitality, where we're still down 4.4 million jobs. Many of the layoffs that you usually see in the wake of Labor Day in the leisure and hospitality sector will not occur, so that'll help us out during the month, but that's not exactly something you want to put your money on, given we're still 4.4 million jobs down in that sector.
Economist Diane Swonk at Grant Thornton, thank you so much.
Thank you.
While the real economy there can be scored this way. Over on the stock market, they're tuned to this channel. Yeah, as the new financial quarter starts today, look at the quarter just ended for those with the wherewithal to have money in stocks. Despite everything, it's been quite a run. Marketplace's Nova Safo has been looking at this.
That's right, David. And it's been a volatile quarter. We've seen some pullback, but overall, the S&P 500 gained 8.5%. The Dow is up 7.5%, and the NASDAQ is up 11% for the quarter. And the NASDAQ is a tech-heavy index, of course, and we know that big tech has done very well. Apple's market valuation hit $2 trillion. Tesla stock almost doubled this past quarter. Its market valuation is now at $400 billion. And for perspective, if you took Ford and GM, added them together, multiplied by five, you'd still fall short of Tesla.
But considering how much the market fell off a cliff for a time this spring, right? Mm-hmm. Where are we year to date?
Well, there, it's a bit of a more mixed picture. The Dow has lost about 2.5% for the year. But again, the NASDAQ gained 24%. That's the big tech for you. But then you look at energy stocks, they're way down. So there are winners and losers in the market right now.
But stepping back, how did this happen given pandemic?
Well, low interest rates are a big factor, right? The Fed has said they're going to stay low for a long time. So for investors looking for growth, stocks are essentially it right now, David.
Yeah, competing bonds can seem less attractive, but what else besides interest rates?
Well, let's see. Low interest rates? Certainly, they're a huge factor. We are also seeing some level of optimism, of course, among investors that there could be a light at the end of the pandemic tunnel with the vaccines coming soon.
Nova, thank you so much. Now, you need a photographer's loupe to see the minuscule yield on the government's 10-year note today, 0.71%. That's up slightly, it should be said. Stocks of the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 162 points this morning, 0.6%. S&P up 0.7%. The NASDAQ is up 1.1%. Sometimes sitting there watching a show alone in the dark these days just isn't enough. Now Disney is trying to expand interest in its Disney Plus streaming service with something called Group Watch. You can send emojis reacting as you watch with distant pals all at the same time. Here's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino.
College life has been not that collegial for Stetson University student Carly Mahler, who's taking classes remotely from her Florida family home. So she and her friends often connect with synchronized streaming nights using third-party plugins like Netflix Party or in-app functions on Hulu or Amazon Prime.
It really makes it feel like you're doing it all together, laughing about it together. And sometimes we'll all pause it together and someone will be like, oh my gosh, like that reminds me of something that happened, so we can like tell stories about it.
It's moments like those Disney is banking on, says Steve Nason with Parks Associates.
To appeal to younger consumers that are much more likely to social media engage.
That engagement could help build buzz around content in an increasingly fractured media landscape, says Ross Benesch with eMarketer.
We're not watching, you know, JR get shot or the last episode of MASH as a nation anymore.
So features that invite a crowd help streaming platforms to build a bigger audience for shows and add subscribers. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
For those of you listening from a high chair, MASH was an anti-war comedy set in Korea. J.R. Ewing was a Texan with a hat. To wrap up today's economic news, don't miss my colleague Kai Rizdahl, host of Marketplace on many public radio stations or marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.